Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is The Art of the Ages, the podcast about the hows and the whys of writing. I'm your host, Paul Long. Ah, goodness. So I've been thinking about this, and I've been thinking about actually a couple of different things. One of them is I've just started a new project, and I really got this idea, and you might be able to empathize with this greatly, is when you get a fresh idea and it just burns down the page, you know, and I blew through the first two chapters of this work. And that normally does happen when I like start a project. I'm going to talk more about this project, I think maybe next week, but in the meantime, I wanted to at least let you know, it's like the challenge of writing is never that first day, at least not for me. The challenge of writing is to keep plugging away at it when you're starting to get another idea you're excited about, but this one's not finished yet. I remember when I had written my first novel, and I'd like planned out multiple sequels to this book. By the way, the book is utter trash. It will never be released. but I had planned out multiple sequels, and I was like, you know, I was like, we didn't even have a word processor, so I was handwriting this stuff. And I had a folder, and it's like, and there were tabs for each of the sequels, and I would just kind of hammer away a little bit at one, and then kind of get excited about a different one and bounce between them. And I never got more than a couple of chapters into any of them. Cause I was just letting my emotions dictate what I was going to write. And that is the downfall of writing. We're going to talk about that later. You know, that's a teaser for you. That is a teaser for another episode. But I wanted to talk a little bit about something else that I've been doing that's not writing, but it's great practice storytelling. And that is improvising a story with a group of people, otherwise known as Dungeons and Dragons. And I hadn't really thought of it much this way until I was really starting to think about the storytelling process and really kind of like how many fantasy novels came out of like tabletop role playing games. The ones that jumped to mind, of course, like Tracy Hickman and Margaret Weiss, who wrote the Dragonlance novels. And wrote a couple of others that were based on game, like Dark Sword and Sovereign Stone Trilogy. Now, these are based on games, and they come out of that kind of interactive setting. For those of you who've read Dragonlance, you undoubtedly know the character of Raistlin. He's one of the most memorable characters in the book. I think I've heard both Margaret Weiss and Tracy Hickman talk about when they were playtesting this game. Whoever was playing Raistlin coming up with this just raspy, weak voice. And all of a sudden, Raistlin was like, all of a sudden, just kind of coalesced into a person. And his character started really shining through. This is not something that came out of the minds of Tracy Hickman and Margaret Weiss, right? And that's one of the interesting things about it. Raymond Feist is another one that I have at least heard that his stories came out of that same sort of environment. And so what is it about that? Well, it's like I've been doing actually a lot more role playing lately, and it is actually just thinking through everything that had happened is what spawned this just intense session of writing that churned out the first two chapters of my new book, like within moments. I mean, just I sat down and didn't stop writing. I was actually playing the Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring soundtrack, and I didn't even finish the Fellowship of the Ring soundtrack before I had two chapters done. It's exceedingly fast writing for me. And so it was thinking through that. And the reason I think that this really works is because you are being forced to improvise a story. and to do your best to keep the story on track and to have all of the great elements of story while reacting to the thoughts and desires of other people. And that's harder to do than it sounds, because it's easy enough to make a story when you're doing like that, but to have it have that flow of a really great story, to have that, you know, that introduction that's really going to capture the imagination of the players or the listeners, who are, you know, the other people there, that, you know, things work up and build in conflict and build in tension and then reaches a point of release and resolution while trying to deal with people who don't have the same idea of that story as you do. There's been a few times that I've been DM, and I'm preparing to DM. And for those of you who are not into tabletop gaming, DM is a dungeon master, or GM is a game master. DM is used for Dungeons and Dragons. I think it's because it's trademarked by Wizards of the Coast that owns Dungeons and Dragons, and so everybody else uses game master. So I'm working on my own, preparing my own game, so that I'm going to be the dungeon master of this one. And I've done this before. And you plan as best you can. But unless you're railroading the characters, which is very much frowned upon, they're going to react to things the way they want to react to things. And they might skip over something that you spent a lot of time preparing and is very important to the plot. Now, how do you get the plot back on track without betraying their choices? It's very difficult to do. And it takes in all of the group a group willingness to be very creative and a willingness to forego your preset plans and to think of something else on the fly. So this has actually been a lot of fun, and I haven't actually played a tabletop role-playing game while thinking about it in this manner before. I've been quite pleased with the result. I think that the process is making me a better writer. And this is one of the things that's kind of weird about that. Someone actually I interviewed on my gaming podcast, Chris Ng, has a school podcast where he talks about a wide variety of things, but one thing that I saw him tweet about is practicing writing, you know, and this is not something that we do very often, if at all. That is to write just to work on the art of writing without the intention of publishing it or of getting it out there. I remember a YouTube artist, so the channel is Fill in the Circle. When I first came across him, he was doing this series called Goodbye Art, where it was all an effort to try to stop clinging to the finished work, but instead value the process. And so he would create things that would be immediately destroyed. And so, you know, like he did several of them with fire, you know, that basically setting fire to the work was part of the work. But then once it was done, it's gone. You know, there was a lot of work with chalk and this sort of thing that was going to wash away. And I really enjoyed that series. I thought he was crazy at the time. And it's the same thing when I came across those tweets by Chris. I was like, gosh, this is, I mean, why? I mean, yeah, it's good to practice writing, but why not, you know, use it for something? And This is part of like my mindset. The guy who has multiple podcasts that does that, writes that, does music, that's, you know, streams gaming, that does all this stuff, that I'm like constantly trying to produce content, and a lot of times that drive to produce content kind of keeps me from working on becoming better as a content creator. And I realized, though, that this was what I was doing. Not in the same way that Chris was talking about, but this is what I was doing in playing tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons. I was practicing telling stories. I was practicing, you know, putting together plots. I was practicing structuring this tale for an audience. And, you know, when things were getting, you know, when curveballs were being thrown at me, to learn how to hit those too. And all of a sudden, you know, that kind of opened up things, right? For me, and really got me thinking about, you know, how we go about, you know, how we can go about working on becoming better storytellers in general. And for me, this is one of those ways. Telling stories to my kids, you know? It's like I never understood this. Like my dad did this series of stories with us. I can't even remember what it was, but absolutely hysterical stuff, you know, to a 10-year-old. And, you know, so well put together. And I asked him, because there was one night that was particularly funny, like really funny. And I asked him to retell it. And he's like, I don't remember what the plot was. I kind of make that up as I go. And I was bewildered at that. But now I'm a dad, you know, and now I realize I don't go through my day, you know, trying to think of a great plot to tell my kids. We wing it. And, you know, and one day they will come back to me and say, hey, that last night's story was really funny. Can you retell it? And I'll be like, what? I don't know. But all of this is practice, you know? Obviously that's not the reason I'm doing that. I'm doing that to entertain the kids, but it's all part of training ourselves to become better storytellers, to see how pacing works, to see the reaction of people when you structure things in this particular way, and how they react in rising action, and how they react at a story's climax, and that sort of thing. Paying attention to these things, practicing and doing it this way, can have a lot of benefit to us as writers. And so, to that end, I'm going to resolve to play more Dungeons & Dragons. I hope that you will join me. I'm of course joking. I mean, there's 100 different ways to do this. But I think it would be good for us to be intentional about that when we are doing it, to be intentional about that so that we are paying attention to what works, to what doesn't work, to how people react to the way we word things, the way we pace things. These are all valuable lessons that we can take from these interactions and put them on the page. And so I'm going to end with my normal closing remarks. But they're going to have a different kind of meaning after this one, because when I tell you to never, 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 never stop telling stories to one another, I'm going to add to that and pay attention when you tell them. We'll see you next time.